Well, from there, whatever, you know, whatever school after mm-hmm. that.
After you graduated?
I graduated from Fulton High School in 1927. Very few students back in those days went to college. Only a few of us did. Most of them were not in the county. They didn't have college background. Usually you go to college if your family went, but they all went to work. Most of them. We had just 5-10 in my class went to various colleges. I went to Emory University because of my father graduated from Emory down in Oxford in 1902, and my grandfather had gone there and graduated from Emory in 1878. My great-grandfather was a captain down there in Oxford. Emory was located in Oxford at that time. I was only 16 years old, though, when I went to college. I skipped a grade, grammar school. Most everybody else in grammar school. In my high school, 2 or 3 years older than I was. So anyhow, my father and mother decided to send me to him. I didn't have much say so. It didn't care a whole lot. So I went to Emory. I had an Emory in 1927. Then freshman week, though, I was over at the scout troop, and we were playing Captain the Flag, and I ran into a fence and broke my arm. So I was laid up with a broken arm for almost all of the first quarter. For that reason, I couldn't participate in football when I got to Emory. Now, Emory, I stayed on the campus. We only had about 2,500 students in the whole school out there at that time. I stayed in Alabama Hall and joined the Chi Phi fraternity. We had 10, 12 pledges who became very close friends of mine. A lot of them grew up some outstanding leaders. Ed Smith, for example, became president of the First National Bank. George Craft became president of the Trust Company of Georgia. Had 2 or 3 doctors, Dr. Venable, Dr. Logan, Dick Thrasher, all of them came here, the doctors and lawyers, and that's kind of trading on for him. And, my activity at Emory principally was in athletics. First couple of years, I'd gone to Fulton High. I didn't have to study a whole lot because I could keep up. When I got out to Emory, I had some people that were much smarter than I was, so I had to struggle along my first 2 years. Or my last 2 years, I got on to swing. I got out of grades, graduated in 1931. I played on the freshman basketball, baseball team, sophomore baseball, basketball, football team, the junior baseball, basketball, football team, senior baseball, basketball, football, and track team. I was elected the best all-around athlete my sophomore year. And when I got to be a junior, Emory didn't have any intercollegiate athletics, and no basketball in the collegiate. So I played for 2 years with Atlanta Athletic Club. Atlanta Athletic Club was the top amateur basketball team in the Southeast. They played down at the downtown Athletic Club. Joe Beam was the coach of the team. I was a freshman. I was about 17 years old. And I used to go down to practice every night. Go down on the streetcar. Streetcar that served Emory. Stopped at the log cabin, kept streetcar, go down, practice 5 o'clock to 7, come back to Emory on streetcar. Incidentally, that's the way everybody traveled. Back in the 20s and 30s, we were going up to World War II. So we had the best streetcar system in the world back in those days. We catch a streetcar at 5 o'clock, get anywhere in Atlanta for 10 cents. 25 minutes. Streetcar that served Bolton was a river car. Came by the power company, went out to Mary Evans Street, turned out Jones Street, went over by Ashley Street, came through Grove Park and into Bulletin. All everybody on little communities grew up on the school system and on the railroad system. Grove Street Guard in Bulletin High School. And I was on the glee club for a short time out of Denver. But I'd come home every weekend, which probably is a mistake to get a lot out of college if you stay over the weekend. I'd stay out there all week, and I kept up most of my activities in my church. And I grew up at College Memorial Methodist Church, which itself is the oldest church in all of Atlanta, because it's a direct descendant of Montgomery's Chapel. When you talk about Atlanta, you have to go back to January the 8th, 1821. You see, Atlanta is a real young city compared to such cities as Savannah and Augusta, Washington, Wilton, even younger when you compare it with Charleston, New York, Boston, and even younger than that when you compare it with London and Paris and Jerusalem and so forth. You see, the Indians ceded all their land south of their town of Standing Peach Street, which is right where Bolton is located. I was born within half a mile of where the Standing Peach Street was. It's where Peach Street Creek runs into the Chattahoochee River, like where the pumping station is. It went all the way south between the Flint and the Okmulgee River to down around the Port Eel joint. They split that up into five counties. We were part of DeKalb County originally, and the oldest road in Atlanta, the Montgomery's Ferry Road, because Mr. Montgomery moved out there in 1821, bought 1,000 acres of land, got a ferry across the river, had 13 children, ran the school system, became the senator from DeKalb County, and established a little church known as Montgomery's Chapel of Crestlawn Cemetery, and later became College Memorial Methodist Church. That's where I went to church. I started church there in 1911 or 12, I guess. I joined the church in 1980. I've been a member ever since. I started teaching Sunday school class in 1927, so I'm now in my about 64th year teaching Sunday school in the same church. All my people grew up with them. My mother was the organist, head of the music. My father was the superintendent of the school, Dr. Paul McDonald, and we had a lot of fine people living in this little community. All of them went to the College of Moore Methodist Church and to the Bolton School. In those days, all of these little communities had a church and a grammar school and a corner drug store, a corner grocery store, and a baseball team. Everybody had a baseball team. We had a football team. Both of that applied to what we had been here and full of communities around there. So I spent pretty near all of my life in College Memorial Methodist Church. I started teaching the class there with young boys, and they all grew up, all of them went off to the war, all of them came back to Ray Dickey. Ray Dickey got killed in Southwestern City. So he named the class up there on the Ray Dickey Club. I've been teaching that ever since. My granddaughters are going to church there, Laura and Catherine. They're the seventh generation of people who've been going to one church, going all the way back to Martin DeFore. See, Martin DeFore was my great-great-grandfather. DeFore was Ferry Road from him. His daughter Mary, my great-grandfather, who's Thomas Moore, Moore's Mill Road, named for him. DeFore took over the ferry from Mr. Montgomery and changed the name to DeFore Ferry. Anyhow, while I was at Emory, I coached the grammar school basketball team at Bolton. And we won every game in the season of the county championship. Three of my boys made the varsity at the University of Georgia. That was an equal chance. Three players from the same team made Boston. Two of them, my little brothers, Jimmy and Bobby. Bobby got to be the captain of the two. The other was Morris McDonald, and Michael Paul's son. Of course, I made the team too. I was a coach. So that was part of my activities at Emory. I graduated from Emory at 1931. Well, then I entered the law school at the University of Georgia. My father had gone to the law school there. And incidentally, during the summer, I played baseball all over Georgia. We had baseball teams at Bolden. I played on the William Mills team, the Lowry Steel Company team, the Warren Company team. I played at Thompson, Georgia, and Douglasville, Georgia, and various other places time to time during the summer. So I entered the University of Georgia in 1931 and graduated from law school in 1934. And I stayed at the Chi Phi House on Lumpkin Street all the time I was over there. My room was Cleveland Gregory. Later became a very prominent lawyer in Atlanta, in Georgia. The law school at that time was just a two-story house over on the corner of Lumpkin Street, right across from the university campus. But then in 1933, Georgia alumni lawyer Bill Fine school over there called Harold Hirsch Hall. Harold Hirsch was the head of the Coca-Cola Company, lawyer for the Coca-Cola Company. They built this magnificent law school. I graduated from that law school at Harold Hirsch Hall, which was up in the old part of Georgia on the campus. While I was at Georgia, I was subject to a eligibility dispute between Tech and Georgia. Georgia wanted me to play basketball, but I played with the Atlanta Athletic Club, because the Atlanta Athletic Club used to play at all the colleges and beat most of them. But of course, Tech was a big rival, and they had a rule with Georgia on all the colleges that you had to do all your playing within 5 years. Well, just my fifth year in college, but I had to sit out for a year. Dr. Sanford got me ruled in for 1 year on the basis that I was an ordinary student. I didn't know the scholarship. Next year, Tech got me ruled out, so I didn't get to play it for 1 year. I played on the basketball team in 1933, played on the baseball team in 1933. I was a high scorer in basketball, and also made the All-SEC team at first base. Baseball team won the conference championship. We had a real good baseball team. Coach was Bill White. He just had one arm. Our basketball coach was Rex Enright. He was a Notre Dame football player. He was assistant coach for Harry Neal there in football. But while not playing on the varsity, I helped start the intramural system over in Georgia. That time, of course, this was the bottom of the top of the Depression. Everybody was broke. Nobody had any money in school. Didn't have any money. My tuition was $120 semi-annual. Go to Georgia, of course, your tuition at Bryan Hart's about $5,000 to $10,000 a year, something like that. Just give you some illustration as to the difference in the cost of going to school. Of course, if nobody had any money, $120 was what I went at that time. Back when my father went to Georgia, he also played on the football team. And he was an all-star in football and played baseball and also was on the track team. He was an all-time University of Georgia right in for the first 25 years. He went to school over there and stayed in. He was a head waiter in the beanery where he worked his way through college. Stayed in Candler Hall. So we started an intramural program there between campus organization, all the fraternities, campus clubs, and so forth. We have a touch football league, and we have a softball league, and we have a basketball league. After the first year, they